Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So Dana, off the air, I'm not going to ruin the secret or the surprise. Got some really good news from the family. And so I asked her if she has a grievance, and she said, not now. So I'm going to open the floor to either one of you two weirdos. If either one of you has a grievance.
I have a gratitude, if I may, real quick, and then we'll go to Dan. Can I have a gratitude first?
Okay. I don't think that would break the rules. Although we're sick of hearing the good stuff, let's start complaining.
We want to hear the trash talk.
I am grateful for fence companies.
You're going to need one.
I'm grateful for fences, Scott.
You're going to need noise-canceling headphones, too.
I am surprised that you turned down the offer of a grievance. However, we've already aired your grievance all week long.
It's just the gratitude for fences. And Dan, the floor is now yours.
Oh, no. I'm good.
Sam?
My grievance is for parts departments who tell you they'll call you back last Friday, who still have not called you back.
Is your phone broken?
That is an extension of my grievance from last Friday, which was recalls that expire, and now I'm just waiting for my truck to split in half.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. 913-586-7798. Please let me be the first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's get to it. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com. Let's try to get everybody in. Cheryl in Raytown. We have a full board, by the way. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Hi. I mostly have a gratitude, and at the end, there's a little tiny bit of grievance. But I have a small business that's a dog grooming salon on Warnell, and I have been there for 12 years, and we've had construction the entire time. Right now, today, they're taking away the cones. They put in the new stripes. Everything is finished. There's some minor details, but everything on my street, my parking lot, everything is finished, and that is my gratitude. I'm so thankful because we've missed a lot of clients because of that. The only grievance is it's taken them so long. But you know what? I forget about that all now.
Yep. It's done.
It's done.
Well,
done.
We're very happy for you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
All right, be well. Line two dropped off. Olivia in Mission. Hello, Olivia.
Hi.
Hi.
So I am awful at parking in parking garages. I think all of the scratches and dents on my car come from hitting different forms of concrete within parking garages. And so my grievance is when I go to work, we have a parking garage with a concrete pillar, three spaces, concrete pillar, repeat. When there are only three spaces left, when someone chooses the middle space, now that leaves me with two spaces in which I could potentially hit a concrete pole or a car. But if the car parks on the rightmost parking space, now I have a delicious middle space in which I could park without fear of hitting anything.
But don't you think the person, I'm not challenging, I'm asking for clarification.
Yes.
Don't you think that the person who parked in that middle space was already thinking what you're thinking, but they just happened to get there sooner?
Well, but they haven't met me.
You're worse is what you're saying.
I think I could win the award for worst Parker in a parking garage.
Wow.
Olivia, I love your honesty, and can I add to it?
Yes.
I am the worst getter-outer of a parking garage person ever. I don't know how to exit a parking garage. I physically have trouble getting out of parking garages. I don't understand how they work. I turn one way where I think it says exit, and then I look up and I'm on the fourth floor. I don't know how to get out of a parking garage.
You follow the arrows with the exit signs.
Nope, I've tried it, and it doesn't work.
Huh. If the ramp is going up and you're in an outdoor garage, you're going the wrong way. If you're in an indoor garage and it's going down.
I just try to follow the arrows, and I'm telling you, it's not. Olivia, I got you, girl. I don't do well inside parking garages.
Okay. Anita in Lawrence. Hello, Anita.
Hello.
Hi.
My grievance is with Scott. It drives me crazy when you say, I don't disagree.
Because it's a double negative. I agree.
Yes, it's a double negative. And if you don't disagree, then you agree. Just say, I agree.
Okay.
I don't disagree with your grievance, Anita.
Anita, I agree with what you just said.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
You have a great weekend. All right. Be well. Stephanie in Champaign, Illinois. Hello.
Hey, how are you folks doing?
Well, we're doing really well. Thank you for asking.
Good, good. So my grievance is health insurance companies. In particular, my employer just had to change health insurance companies because the one we had closed, which is fine, except for the new health insurance company has decided that they're not going to cover any medication that anyone was on previously, which is causing a lot of problems for me and for some of my coworkers, and it's going to be a long, long fight.
They're not going to cover any medication that was covered prior?
No.
What
they want free offs for everything. They want you to start on a different drug. They want to start from the word go. I think that maybe there wasn't something in the contract that said you have to continue coverage on medication, but they should have anyway. I wouldn't have ever thought that that was even negotiable.
What if I'm on high blood pressure medication and I have a week and a half left worth of pills, and I'm out of and I had more prescriptions available on my little canister, whatever they're called. Do I now have to go make an emergency meeting with my primary care doctor?
Apparently, my doctor's currently fighting with them about free authorization. A coworker of mine had his diabetes medication denied. It's a cluster, I'll tell you that.
I am so sorry, Stephanie.
Yeah, that stinks. Hey, do appreciate the call and best of luck. Sandy in Shawnee. Sandy, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My grievance is they talking about young men not having a vision or place to go and a lot of depression. You know, they've lived only through this last, their life has been with our government and their leaders being full of hate and division. They don't know what it was like to be united as a country where we work together, you know, and they don't know if their college will be there when they get there shut down. Also, you've got eye coming in, and instead of helping them find a vision to help them find a path and get them prepared for that, they're just all the time is just spent on, you know, hate, lies, and division. And I feel sorry for those kids because they don't know any different.
All right, Sandy.
Sandy, thank you for the call.
Got you in. Hang tight. If you're on the line, we'll get with everybody in just a moment. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's get to it. See how many we can get in this segment. And we'll guarantee if you're on the line, you will get on this hour. No doubt about it. Mark in KCK. Mark, hello.
Hello. Hope everybody is doing well.
We are.
And has a good weekend. It looks like it's going to be a good one. Take advantage of it while you can. And Sam Stevie, I also have an older pickup truck, too. And it looks beautiful on the outside, but it's rusting away like crazy underneath.
Well, so, sounds like Sam's.
Good luck on that. My grievance is going to have to be with Dana and Scott over the whole handling of the Jimmy Kimmel fiasco. First of all, Dana, you were saying he's not going to come back. He won't come back. There's no way he's coming back. And he came back. So I wish you were actually right, but unfortunately you weren't, and he's back.
Mark, I will only add, and I'm not challenging, that I'm thrilled for all of his employees because that mm-hmm. show employs so many people that didn't have anything to do with what happened, and their livelihoods should not have been destroyed.
Yeah, I understand that. Unfortunately, you shouldn't have to have so many people to write the same kind of jokes over and over again.
It's more than that.
But anyway, okay. Other than that, it was the sloppy, gushing, smooth fest after his non-apology. And you realize, of course, he never really even should have had that job. This guy basically stole the job away from Conan O'Brien back when Jay Leno stepped down. So we pretty much did that and got away with it. And this guy has done blackface Karl Malone.
Mark, I'm going to stop you real quick, and I'm not challenging you. I'm clarifying for you. Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien were on NBC. Kimmel is on ABC. He didn't take a job away from anybody. Okay. They created that show for him.
Well, I'm sorry. Maybe I got that wrong. But anyway, he should have never got the job because if you saw his earlier material, he did blackface Karl Malone, you know, basically taking advantage and making black people look pretty dumb. And he also did, I believe it was blackface fat suit Oprah. And then he also had young girls reaching down his pants to find the...
I can't verify anything that's coming out of your mouth, so I'm going to stop you there.
I will say this, for someone who does not like Jimmy Kimmel, you know an awful lot about him.
Wow.
Elizabeth.
Came out of left field.
Man, hello, Elizabeth.
God. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. First time caller. Thank you for the show. Y'all are awesome and brighten my day.
Thank you.
My grievance is that I just left a big box store for a return, and they've changed their floor plan for the returns. Customers used to walk in and go straight to the counter, and now they've done a wraparound thing, and myself and, gosh, six people after me, one of the associates was yelling behind the counter, exit, E-X-I-T, E-X-I-T. How many times do I got to say it? Exit, go. We're like, really? It was just really condescending and rude, and it just, anyway, that's my grievance.
Okay.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
There are some pictures of Kimmel in his very early comedic years appearing in blackface regarding having girls put their hands down his pants. There is absolutely nothing to prove that. All right. Big Al in Blue Springs. Big Al, hello.
Hey, thank you for allowing me to be on your show today. And I appreciate your bringing up the DBI stuff earlier with the brain injury stuff. Maybe you can bring that stuff back. But my grievance is I was just going to the car wash, had nothing to do, cruising down Highway 7, and I got cut off, right? And this guy cut me off. I get in the turn lane to go into the car wash. He cuts me off again.
Twice?
Sometimes at the same moment. Yeah, just to get your car washed. Road rage? I don't have it anymore, thank God, because, you know.
It's not worth it.
It would have appeared. But that was my grievance and the gratitude. So y'all have a great day and a better evening.
Okay, you too, buddy. Thanks. Alyssa in Independence. Alyssa, hello.
Hi, everyone. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. Thank you for the show and providing us with such great personalities. We appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you for saying that. That's very kind.
Yeah, of course. I have a gratitude today. Today has been an exceptionally hard day, so I want to take a second to give gratitude to life and hope that anybody else listening who has also had a bad day takes a second, takes a deep breath, and can also give gratitude for if it's just that one thing today.
Well said. Alyssa, thank you for the call.
Lovely and perfect, Alyssa. Thank you for it.
Dawson in Lawrence. Hello, Dawson.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
So I have a gratitude rather than a grievance, and it's for Dana. Let me just start off by saying I'm a longtime listener. I don't usually call in, but I love you guys. And I just want to say I'm so excited for you to come down to Lawrence. Hopefully I see you out at the bars.
Oh, you will. You will.
But yeah, that's all I got. I just want to say I'm really excited for you to come down, and obviously we're going to have a lot of fun.
So. Well, Dawson, that is so sweet. I'm really looking forward to it. It's my last family weekend at KU. Mm-hmm. The last time I'll have a kiddo there in school, and it's my favorite town in the world. You know it. And if you see me, come say hi.
I will.
Not the last time she'll be in a Lawrence bar. Last time she's going down for parents' weekend. Let's be clear.
With a student there.
Right. Correct. With a reason to be there.
I have to have a student to go down there.
With a reason to be at the wheel and the hawk in Louise's. Candace in Mission. Hello, Candace.
Hi. Well, Dana, I just want to tell you I have a gratitude for your fence company. you're sounding really dejected at the beginning of the day, so I'm glad that maybe that will get sorted out.
Yes, but I'm doing great. Thank you, Candace.
Okay, good. I was really worried about you. with good reason, I think. So my grievance is going to be just sort of broad. I love football. I love watching it. I love football season. However, I find it very troubling that the NFL chooses to retain felons on their active rosters. I don't like it, broadly speaking, and I especially don't like it nearby.
Okay. Well said, Candace. Well put, well said.
There is forgiveness in this world if you can catch, throw, or shoot a ball. That's just the way it is. Dan in Memphis, Tennessee. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well.
I'm glad you came in with a headset because I'm in the Atlanta airport in the Sky Club, and I have a five-hour layover, and that's my grievance.
5 hour?
5 hours.
Oh.
Coming from Dublin, Ireland, coming back from Dublin, is a 5 hour layover, and you can't get anybody to get me an earlier flight. But the fortunate part is I have had that couple of drinks.
So, at least, if nothing else, you're honest.
So at least I'm half in the bag, if not full in the bag. But anyway, it's a good trip. We had a great trip to Ireland, had a great trip. I'm glad to talk to you guys. And glad to sign off tonight. Great to hear you.
All right. It's good to hear you. You won't remember the call, but it's good to hear you.
You sound very relaxed, and we love that you called in.
Have you ever been stuck in the Atlanta airport?
No.
Merciful Jesus.
No.
It is the busiest airport in the world, I believe.
Yeah.
And it is so large. Five gigantic terminals. And the only way to get from one to the other is basically a subway.
Jack got stuck coming home a few weeks ago. Because someone on their plane, when the plane came in, someone had gotten sick in the lavatory sink.
Mm.
So the plane had to be declared a biohazard because the event happened in the sink and not the toilet. 3 hour delay while they fumigated.
Jared in Raymore. Jared, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys, I just want to take the opportunity to express my political campaign for anti-squirrel. I think my fellow hunters could agree with me that they have mastered the sound of sounding exactly like a deer creeping up that you're hunting for, only to find out that they're not. They climb 40 feet to the top of the tree to drop acorns on your head, just to remind you who's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of it, they want to sit there in trees 20 feet away from each other and bicker like it's a Jerry Spring like family reunion going on. And and I keep doing it. So, you know, I guess there's worse things in life.
Jared, thank you for the laugh, man. Really appreciate it. Be well. Have a great weekend. All right. We do have a couple of open lines if you want them. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
Nobody has time for that. If you're enjoying life, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, I agree. There's way too many gratitudes today. You guys are too happy and too grateful. We need to cut that out.
Fine.
If you're enjoying life, keep it to yourself.
I do have a grievance. This just popped up on Facebook and reminded me of my grievance. It's a True Value, like small locally owned True Value. And on the sign outside, they have posted, men choosing paint must have note from wife. That made me laugh.
That's funny.
But it gets me to our grievance. Every year, these fancy schmancy paint companies release the color of the year. And you would think they were about ready to announce the Powerball numbers, and everyone listening is waiting, you know, because you've got the first four already matched. They make it this huge big deal that it's the color of the year.
Rick Sherwin-Williams?
There was a countdown this year, a countdown clock to the unveiling of the color of the year. Yes, Sam, I channeled you there. They have revealed the color of the year.
Unveiling.
Are you ready for this for 2026?
What is the color? I am, with bated breath, waiting.
You can order a paint sample now, Scott.
Okay.
Universal khaki.
That's called Johnson County.
Literally the same beige and taupe you have all had on your homes for 50 years.
That's the color of my walls.
Thank you for making me wait with bated breath, Sherwin-Williams, for tan.
So now I got to change it back?
Well, I don't know. That's on you. I'm over here trying to control my excitement over universal khaki.
Barb in Odessa on Festivus Friday. Hello, Barb.
Hi, sweetie. Hey. Hey, listen, a great show today. I tell you, that was one of the greatest shows. I mean, every show's great, but this was really a good one.
We had some fun guests on today, didn't we?
Oh, it was so much fun. And that young singer, he was adorable, wasn't he?
Yeah, I tell you what, that kid's going to be a superstar. Mark my words.
He's going to be way up there. My grievance is that I-70 going from Oak Grove down south, I don't know what is going on. It is so terribly full of holes And I don't know what in the world. I don't know if it's from the trucks or what, but whoever's traveling down there, be careful because there is, I-70 is terrible.
Okay. Hey, Barb, it's great to hear your voice.
Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
We love you too, sweetheart. Be well. Pat, also in Lawrence. Man, we must be number one in Lawrence.
Hello, Pat. It's a busy weekend.
Oh, hello. I evidently am a repeat offender. This is not my first time calling. Probably won't be my last.
Well, I hope not.
My grievance is really simple. And since I'm a truck driver, A, I don't appreciate being accused of making the potholes in the roads that the roads can't be built right.
Mm-hmm.
But my main grievance is that when people are merging onto a road and I'm in the lane that they got to get into in order to continue, if I can't get over, they either need to do as the law says, accelerate to a higher speed to merge into the lane, or back off and come in behind me. They don't. They want to sit there and hang out on my right side of my trailer and expect me to move over when I've got 5, 6, 7 cars suddenly racing up because they see cars merging. They don't want me in front of them. I'm tired of it. It's a federal law and state laws, and there are several state troopers that have said it on Facebook and everything else. Law is that you either have to merge at a proper speed that is safe to merge onto or slow down. It is not the responsibility of the vehicles already, whether they're trucks or cars or whatever, already on the highway. It is not their responsibility to slow down to allow you in when you're trying to merge onto the highway.
Pat, we got you in, buddy. By the way, we're going to get to Rosanna here in just a second. A number of people just dropped off the line. I don't know if they got where they needed to be. But we need some more callers after Rosanna. If you have a grievance, we will get you on almost immediately. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Just go to Q39KC.com. Rosanna in Lee's Summit. Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. I love my show.
Well, thank you for letting us host it. We really appreciate it.
Yes. I'm sorry, not sorry. I have a gratitude today. Our mother is 100 years old today.
Oh, happy birthday, Mom.
Yes.
Well, good for her.
She has 11 children.
11 children?
Wow.
11 children, yes. So that was my our gratitude.
Will you tell her we said happy birthday, Rosanna?
What is the secret?
She was married to my dad for 77 years, and they had a very good life, and she always said that none of us kids ever gave them any trouble.
Okay, that's a lie.
Yeah.
All right, well, be well. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you take care. 913-586-7798. Kim in Gladstone. Kim, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
My grievance is old people at work who've been there forever who try to intimidate you and bully you at work. This woman is like at least 10, 15 years older than me. She's sitting across from me right now, and I'm sure she can hear me, but it's not going to work.
Oh, this is a gutsy call.
Oh, hell, Kim from Gladstone is not messing around.
I don't care. I am 60, and I have zero anymore. Oh, 50. So that's my grievance.
Okay.
Kim, if you were here, I'd give you a hug.
Kim, do me a favor. The text line is the same as the number you dialed to get in.
Yeah.
Will you text me an update within the next 5 to 10 minutes as to whether or not this old bird heard you or not?
It's an ongoing thing. She hears me.
She can hear you right now?
Yeah, she can hear me. I don't care. I work for the post office. I don't care. What are they going to do? Walk me out? No.
You're like my superhero.
Glad I could do that for you.
Well, thank
All right,
you. All right.
Till next time.
Okay, goodbye.
You have a great day.
I'd be checking under the car when I get to the parking lot. Tom in Lexington. Hello, Tom.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing well.
I don't know if it's karma or what, because I used to speed all the time. Now I've got an adaptive cruise. I just set it on cruise control. Nobody knows how to read the speed limit signs. I might as well be sitting on the side of the road. I can go 70, and they're going past me like nothing going. I'm thinking, what is up? Where are the cops?
Okay, got Jim, buddy.
Well, since we've had a traffic grievance.
Cindy in South Kansas City, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I don't know if I'm tuning in at the wrong time on Tuesdays, but have we gotten rid of the Terrible Joke Tuesdays, or am I not?
We don't do it every Tuesday, but we did do one this Tuesday.
Okay.
Cindy,
we need to do more.
If you go to KMBZ.com, just click on podcasts and Dana and Parks and scroll around, you'll find all of the Terrible Joke Tuesdays you want. Just search Terrible Joke Tuesday.
Awesome. Because I go to a chair yoga class.
Yeah.
And as we are squeezing the ball with our fingers, she will always ask who has a joke today. And my sources have dried up. So.
Oh, we'll try to do better for you.
We'll try to do better, Cindy.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend. What is she doing with her fingers?
She was squeezing something and it was yoga and I don't want to know.
Okay.
It involved a ball.
Excuse me?
It involved a ball.
And her fingers.
And squeezing.
Galen in Edgerton. Galen, hello.
Hey, I've got
my grievance is your phone. Get to higher ground. They're coming.
You know what he needs is Billy Bob Thornton and some T-Mobile in his life.
What we're going to do, was that a sign that there are more birds?
I have a new bird friend. Keeps me grounded.
Well, they're not going to be there for long. Not when that pickleball court is complete.
Thwack!
Maynard in Leavenworth. Hello, Maynard.
Hi, Maynard. I love your name.
That's not really my name.
Go ahead, dude.
I got a little tiny grievance, and it's a little tiny one. Love the show. I'm a truck driver in Kansas City, too. And that guy was right. You know, you try to slow down to let somebody on, and you're going to get hit in the back end.
The backside, yep, got it.
Right. Anyway, my grievance is that I'm 59. I'll be 60 in March, and I've turned into the grumpy old man, and I don't want to be, but I am. I get so, oh, my God, all the, what they call it, acronyms, you know, DEI, DEO, DEA, LMNOP, but we've gotten so lazy with the American language that we can't even say the word merchandise. Every time, and Dana, love you to pieces. Every time you say the word merch and you talk about it, just drives me insane. It's like, we are so lazy, we can't even say four words anymore.
Maynard, that is a good grievance.
Maynard, and can I double on your grievance?
I would love for you to, and I got something else for you, Scott.
Here's the one that I hate. It drives me insane. And we used to have a program director that would use this shortened word all the time. He would say, hey, guys, don't forget, next week I'm going to be on vacay.
Oh, my God. I do stuff like that just to piss my kids off. I've got four daughters. I'm a man that's raised four daughters. But, yeah, they're from 21 to 33. And, I do stuff like that just to see the look on their face.
Right on, bro. Hey, have a great weekend. We got to get to a break. Do appreciate the call. Jacob, Russ, and Jane, you guys hang tight. We'll get you in just a moment here on Festivus Friday on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, if your name is Jacob, Russ, or Jane, do not hang up. We're going to get you all in. Jacob in Lawrence. Oh, that's the wrong one. Sorry about that. Where did you go? You're on 8. Jacob in Lawrence. Yeah, hi. Sorry, buddy.
Hey, all good. Thanks for squeezing me in. Hey, I'm a teacher, and I'm also a parent of young kids, but I got to make a grievance about people who parent their kids in a certain way. Hey, video game ratings are there for a reason, and I'm a teacher, and earlier this week, we had some kids who play a certain video game where you get to go around a big city, you hop in cars, you hop out of cars. You may do some violent things. You may go into some buildings and do some things we can't talk about. Some kids were playing that in real life, and they got into our school building. They found some vegetable oil. They wanted to make a Looney Tunes moment, and they sprayed it all down the ramp going into the building. Mm. They were going into cars, all things like that. But I just got to have a grievance. Don't let video games parent your kids. There's a lot of good reasons to be a parent. There's a lot of good reasons to be a teacher. But man, that was kind of a funny and annoying thing that happened earlier this week. Thanks for giving me the airtime.
Jacob, thank you. Good call, man. Russ in KCK. Russ, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What's up?
Hey, my grievance is against a previous caller in a parking garage where she seems to hit everything. And then, of course, against Dana, you're probably the biggest one. I supervise 5 garages in the metropolitan area in one location. And, yeah, you guys are my biggest grievance.
Okay. All right, man. From the text line, my grievance is your consistent bias of Kansas over Missouri. I'm assuming that's only sports related because we try to hit the stories about the same. Especially with Kansas City, Missouri being the largest
especially city. Especially when it's something absurd. And I can tell you, there are people doing dumb things to UM on both sides of the state line every single day.
I thought you were about to say all over Missouri, and I was like, well, there's that bias again.
That would have been funny. Jane in Lee Summit. Jane, hello.
Well, hello, everybody. I just have a little comment to make on this Tylenol issue that's been surfacing lately. Okay. It isn't the brand Tylenol any more than it's Excedrin or a store brand. It's one of the ingredients, acetaminophen, which is in every brand like that.
Yep.
And everybody's just focusing on Tylenol, the brand Tylenol. And I've got Tylenol, Excedrin right in front of me, and they all have acetaminophen in it, which is a very common generic med.
And we should point out, we did have a doctor on this week.
Please go find that podcast.
From the University of Kansas Health System, and we asked him right out of the gate, is there any reason why pregnant women in America should be concerned if they're having pain, have a fever? Is there any reason they should be concerned about taking acetaminophen? And he said there is not one single bona fide study that says that acetaminophen is going to cause autism in your child.
He was also a biochemist.
He's smarter than us.
Yeah.
A lot smarter.
Well, that bar is low.
That bar is low. Stephen, I've got 20 seconds. Can you do it?
Yeah, real quick.
Love the show.
Thank you.
I do deliveries. All I ask is something simple. If people could just turn on your porch light when it's dark outside so we could stop tripping on things.
Hmm. All right. That's a good one. From the text line, has anybody checked to see if Kim, the woman who was complaining about her coworker, and said she didn't care if that woman heard
it. Please give us an update.
Somebody says, has anybody checked on Kim? Is she still alive?
Kim, are you there?
Happy birthday today to Naomi Whitehead of Greenville, Pennsylvania. She turned 115 today. She is believed to be the oldest living person in the United States. She was born in 1910. Today is National Pancake Day. We have Pancake Friday every Friday at my house, and again this morning. Birthdays today, Serena Williams is 44, singer Brian Ferry is 80, and Linda Hamilton from the Terminator series is 69. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. Have fun in Lawrence. Don't get arrested. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. And most importantly, be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.